Oh, I got no idea. He's out having x-rays at the moment, so I don't know. Hip, yeah, I think you can believe the hip, so I haven't been informed anything, so I don't know. I can't give you anything at all about it. So hopefully it's okay.
He looked to be in a lot of pain.
Yeah, it was, it wasn't good. It was in the third, was it?
In
the third. So we just put it in. Jesse got his fourth foul, so it was put Matty in for last couple of plays, and unfortunately that happened. But look, I thought our intent wasn't there in the first half. You know, it was mind-boggling. I think we only had two assists in the first half. We got pushed out of stuff and made easy turnovers, and third quarter was much better Wildcats basketball. You know, we played with that defense intensity, and that's got us back into what, 9 points, or got in single figures. And then I think we went 5 of 13 on the foul line the last quarter, which we couldn't put the pressure on, and they got the back out last couple of points. So you can't get yourself in a 20-point hole, you know, and we can't keep up giving 50 points up in a half. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, you guys just never get dismantled like that on your home court. Is this like a worrying trend that we're seeing?
Yeah, well, it's not good. You know, a couple of things that you know is going to happen in the season. You're going to be the best team at some stage, and you're going to be the worst team, and we're not real good at the moment, and we've got to turn that around real quick. Yeah, the morale's pretty good. It's it's just disappointing how we came to what we went through this week. Just just the clarity that we had, and we struggled to join it up together in the first half. I think there's a lot of guys still waiting. And I think when you bring Mason in the third quarter, and he's the hardest worker out on the court, development player. It's a feather in his cap that he's playing that level, but we've got too many passengers, and we've got to weed those guys out and play the guys that are playing at the level required. And look, you win or lose playing at that level, that's fine, but we've got too many guys not playing at the level required, and it's putting pressure on the rest of the team. Well, just play the DPs. Mason deserved to play a lot of minutes. He would have played longer if he didn't get a smack in the mouth at the end. So, I think there was probably about three or four guys that were really good, but we still got too many passengers. I haven't heard nothing, so I think he's all right. Yep. Yeah, right now we're not backing it up with action. You know, it's a lot of hot air, so we've got to back it up with action and be cohesive. We don't see that out there on the floor at the moment, and we need our senior players to lead by example. And look, our backs are against the wall without a question, and we've got to find a way to get it done and to support each other. And there's too many... there's not enough teamwork in that. So we've got a hard battle ahead. So we're going to find out some home truths very shortly.
Does it feel like a line in the sand kind of moment? You're really putting on the players now. It's a difficult not play basically.
Well, they've been drawn last week. You know, we don't want to come here and lose three of our four home games. You know, that's teams are coming in here confident, and we're not backing it up with our defensive tent. We normally have teams come in scared of here playing with our level of intensity, and we're not doing that on the floor.
Trevor, you mentioned teamwork. There seems to be a lot tonight of individual players, but the only way you're going to score the basket. Is that a fair comment? How do you improve that?
Yeah, well, it was because we only got two assists in the first half. You know, the teams come out and push her out of stuff. We certainly went to individually. And we didn't set great screens. We didn't get value out of our offense at all. you know, we got some things that we got to fix up.
Yeah, just frustrated. I mean, I know we're a better team than what we've been playing like, and just about getting to practice and figuring it out.
That first half, putting you on why the energy wasn't there and to assist in that first half?
Yeah, we just came out flat. We didn't back ourselves. We talked about coming out with great energy, and we just didn't do it. So, yeah, we just don't go to film, figure out the reasons why we didn't back ourselves or why we didn't come out with the energy and then go from there.
Do you fear from that?
What's that?
Do you fear from that given the injuries that he's
had? Yeah, with a great guy like that, you hate to see him go down. It's not really unfortunate with the things that he's been having to deal with, given how hard he works, how hard he plays, and what he provides for our team. And not only on the court, but off the court as well. He's a great guy. So my prayer is up for him, and just hoping he's okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you never want to see one of your key guys go down like that. I never want to see that grin in his face. So, like I said before, my prayers for him, and hopefully he can bounce back really quick.
I don't know yet. I'll just wait to jump through a few hoops, but if he can play it, obviously we're undermanned, so we need some help in that area. So, you know, we got to get through it and find an answer.